This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in literary fiction, including an Earphones-winning review of The Great Alone. It's written by Kristen Hanna, and it's read by Julia Whalen. Then we'll have a brief remembrance of golden-voiced narrator Catherine Kellgren, who recently died of cancer at age 48. Kellgren was a multi-award winner, capturing both Earphones and Audi Awards during her impressive career. She will be missed. Let's get right to it, fiction, and today our first review, in fact, all of our reviews today are Earphones winners. As you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book, and I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. If you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Largesse of the Sea Maiden by Dennis Johnson. It's read by multiple narrators, and it's an Earphones winner. The audio version of Dennis Johnson's posthumous short story collection has an eye-popping cast of celebrity narrators: Nick Offerman, Michael Shannon, Dermot Mulroney, Will Patton, and Liev Schreiber are simply terrific. In the title story, Offerman, as an ad man in his 60s, delivers lines like, "Have I loved my wife? We've gotten along," with a sublime blend of thoughtfulness and dry humor. Shannon is wry and tense as a recovering alcoholic, writing letters to his family. The gravelly-voiced Mulroney finds humor and pathos in a story of life in a county jail. Patton brings a hushed intensity to his role as an aging novelist, and finally Schreiber expertly vacillates between serious and absurd as a poet who's obsessed with a conspiracy theory about Elvis. Andy T. Nelson wrote that review of The Largesse of the Sea Maiden. It's written by Dennis Johnson, it's read by a talented cast of narrators, and it's available from Random House Audio for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in fiction is The Great Alone. It's written by Kristen Hanna, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. Listeners, beware. You won't want to stop listening to narrator Julia Whalen's performance of this complex story of survival and family set in 1970s Alaskan homesteading community. Ernt, a Vietnam POW survivor, his wife Cora, and their teenage daughter Lenny, all newly arrived and ill-prepared to make it through a northern winter, have darker demons to face than Mother Nature. With pitch-perfect timing and a touch of drama, Whalen exquisitely builds the tension, creating an enveloping atmosphere of foreboding that's difficult to turn away from. Whalen's believable portrayals of the local population, her heart-grabbing delivery of young Lenny's seen-too-much, grown-up-too-fast perspective, and her performance of Ernst's terrifying bouts with PTSD, all set against gorgeous descriptions of an unforgiving, untamed Alaska, create a don't-miss audiobook experience. Candice B. Levy wrote that review of The Great Alone. It's written by Kristen Hanna, it's an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 15 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in literary fiction is A Boy in Winter. It's written by Rachel Seifert, and it's read by Mark Deakins, and it's an Earphones winner. There is a graceful style to Rachel Seifert's writing that contrasts with the brutal story that unfolds, set in the Ukraine in 1941 after the German invasion. Remarkably, Seifert's prose is almost uplifting, even during scenes that highlight the viciousness and evil of the Nazi invaders, including one featuring an SS death squad. Narrator Mark Deakins' superb performance complements each scene and enhances Seifert's gripping dialogue. He narrates with patience and a low-key style that allows listeners to follow the story and absorb every nuance of the dialogue. The result is a rarity, a realistic Nazi-era novel that defies expectations by showing the horrors of the regime without depressing the audience. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of A Boy in Winter. It's written by Rachel Seifert, read by Mark Deakins, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Random House Audio for 7.25 hours, unabridged. Our next Earphones winner in literary fiction is Crimes of the Father by Thomas Keneally. It's an Earphones winner, read by Humphrey Bauer. This is an audiobook from a more innocent time, when the allegations of child abuse against Catholic priests were just emerging. Narrator Humphrey Bauer sounds like a wise and kindly priest himself as he tells the story of a priest transferred to obscurity in Canada for preaching about birth control, the Vietnam War, and other hot topics. When he returns to his native Australia for a long leave, he is asked to help manage a sex abuse scandal involving people he knew, including a woman from his past. When Bauer speaks as the woman, his voice softens and makes every utterance urgent and believable. This is a novel, but it has the feeling of a true-life book in its depiction of the behind-the-scenes machinations of the Catholic Church as it tries to whitewash its failings. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of Crimes of the Father by Thomas Keneally. It's an Earphones winner, read by Humphrey Bauer, available from Belinda Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in literary fiction is Winter, Seasonal Quartet, Book 2 by Ali Smith, an Earphones winner, read by Melody Grove. Like its predecessor, Autumn, Winter focuses on connected characters in a post-Brexit world. It's almost Christmas, and Art Cleves has hired the enigmatic Lux to play his girlfriend on an overdue trip to see his mother, Sophia. When they arrive, Sophia's condition causes them to send for his mother's estranged sister, Iris. The foursome interchanges in recollections are at once absurd and profound, and thanks to narrator Melody Grove, as slowly but surely illuminating as the sun after the winter solstice. Because Ali Smith is the author, a phrase as simple as, "What is today?" has multiple meanings, each one worth appreciating. Grove's challenge is to convey every nuance from the page to the ear, and she does so admirably. Catherine Weiss wrote that review of Winter, Seasonal Quartet, Book 2 by Ali Smith. It's an Earphones winner from Melody Grove, and it's available from Recorded Books for 7.5 hours unabridged. Continuing in literary fiction, we have another Earphones winner, and I guess you can figure out that the reason we have so many Earphones winners is that fiction gives our narrators a chance to show their stuff. Okay, we have here The Trick by Emmanuel Bergman. It's an Earphones winner by Jonathan Davis. Author Emmanuel Bergman weaves a tale that elegantly moves from pathos to humor and smoothly transitions from present-day Los Angeles to flashbacks of Nazi-occupied Europe. Narrator Jonathan Davis provides a stellar performance, infusing each character with unique passions. Max is desperate, to keep his parents from divorcing and seeks out a magician called the Great Zabatini, hoping his love spell will keep his family together. If only the old codger wasn't so cynical. With one character who is desperate and another who has given up on life, it will definitely take a miracle for a satisfying denouement. Unknown to Max, the magic began long ago. Davis's performance is an excellent match for this story and makes one consider that being part of humanity is an incredibly magical phenomenon. Lee M. Arley wrote that review of The Trick. It's by Emmanuel Bergman, an Earphones winner read by Jonathan Davis. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 9.5 hours unabridged. Just a reminder that you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews. Our next fiction review is Elmet by Fiona Mosley. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gareth Bennett Ryan. The dialect of Northern England is a defining element in Fiona Mosley's kicker of a first novel, a finalist for this year's Man Booker Prize. Narrator Gareth Bennett Ryan gives just enough of the sound to draw the listener into her strange and savage landscape. At first, and for what seems like many minutes, we have only that voice, the voice of a boy, in an unidentified place, time, and circumstance. By calculated degrees, we're brought from an atmosphere of mystery into a meticulously detailed contemporary Northern England that is no less ungoverned and menacing than the worlds of fantasy and the supernatural that comprise Bennett Ryan's usual repertory. In an unforgettable match of voice and text, Bennett Ryan creates a distinctly accented and nuanced world that is equal and counterpart to Mosley's unique literary achievement. This memorable match of voice and text is a double pleasure and a work of suspense unlike anything you've ever heard before. David A. Walton wrote that review of Elmet by Fiona Mosley. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gareth Bennett Ryan, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Living the Dream. It's by Lauren Berry, and it's read by Saskia Marleveld, and it's an Earphones winner. A dynamite performance by Saskia Marleveld illuminates this coming-of-age chick lit about an odd, hilarious friendship that millennials will find relatable. Emma aspires to be a writer but is stuck in a mundane office job while dreaming of something better. Her friend Clem, recently graduated from film school, has returned to London where she lives with her mother and stepfather while working for Peanuts as a hostess. The two friends support each other through hardships, awkward romances, and weird one-night stands. Expect a wide range of emotions from this performance. Marleveld can transform her voice to perfectly fit the characters, from the quaintest to the most obnoxious, making listeners laugh throughout. Gina Monti wrote that review of Living the Dream by Lauren Berry. It's an Earphones winner, read by Saskia Marleveld, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next fiction review is Last Bus to Wisdom. It's by Ivan Doig, and it's an Earphones winner, read by David Aaron Baker. This final novel by Ivan Doig is iconic, an iconic author of American Northwest, has received the star treatment it deserves in David Aaron Baker's empathetic and imaginative narration. Instead of mourning Doig's 2015 death, we have one more chance to celebrate his unique writer's voice while hearing the marvelous adventure of 11-year-old Donald on a Greyhound bus in 1951. He's been living with his grandmother, a Montana ranch cook, but when she needs an operation, he's shipped off east to an unknown great aunt. Soon Donnie and the aunt, not so quiet husband, and Donnie and the aunt's not quite husband have escaped the ride to ride the road together. Baker channels Doig's humor, kindness, and wisdom, and treats us to an unforgettable panoply of characters, including cowboys, crooks, hobos, canasta-playing ladies, plus Donnie and his 70-something German pal. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of Last Bus to Wisdom. It's written by Ivan Doig. It's an Earphones winner read by David Aaron Baker, and it's available from Recorded Books for 15.75 hours of unabridged listening. Now we'll take a break from our reviews and we'll have this brief remembrance of Catherine Kellgren. Narrator Catherine Kellgren, who died of cancer in January at age 48, possessed grace and poise reminiscent of an earlier century. She also sparkled with an infectious zest for life. Her passing has left the audiobook community simultaneously heartbroken and grateful for her incredible performances, which live on. As a listener from Georgia said on Katie's obituary page, "This is such a huge loss to the world. Her voice has been my friend for many years." Kellgren, a native New Yorker, fell in love with the audio performance in childhood, spending happy hours with her family, listening to Cademan Records' spoken word recordings of poetry and drama, including Sir John Gielgud's recitals of Shakespeare. Perhaps, inevitably, she went to drama school in London. She then spent 12 years on British and European stages before returning home. Kellgren gravitated to audiobook narration after reading aloud to her father during his battle with Parkinson's disease. In 2004, Tim Ditlow, then publisher of Listening Library, signed her to read the first in a series from Sue Lim, Girl, 15, Charming but Insane. Now vice president for content with Epic, an ebook subscription service for kids, Ditlow says, "It's always a risk to make that kind of commitment with a relatively unknown narrator, but I knew immediately that we were in the best of hands. Katie's humor and stunning accent work were terrific. She handled everything with care, homework, and diligence. Put simply, she had presence. It wasn't long before she became a star." During her short career, Kellgren narrated more than 250 audiobooks and received numerous accolades, including many Audie and Earphones awards. While specializing in children's literature, she read everything from Henry James's Golden Bowl to Seth Graham Smith's Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, as well as such popular series as Rhys Bowen's Her Royal Spinous and L.A. Myers' Bloody Jack. Between acting and recording sessions, Kellgren collected rare books, honed conversation into an art form, found love with husband David Cole, Cote, C-O-T-E, and encouraged others. "When I was about to narrate my first audiobook, Katie spent an hour reassuring me and giving me tips, despite never having met me," posted Janice Ian on Facebook. "She was a glorious human being." Claudia Howard, artistic director of Recorded Books, worked most recently with Kellgren on the middle grade novel Grayling's Song, for which the actress composed music in addition to narrating. It's one of many recordings that will forever delight listeners. Being able to hear a departed friend read to you, breathe and feel and joke, gives you access once more to their full heart and soul, says Howard. Among all Katie's many gifts, perhaps we most cherished her warmth, compassion, and goodwill. She brought a lot of sweetness into the world, and it lingers still. That remembrance of Katie Kellgren was done by Aurelia C. Scott. Now we turn our attention back to our reviews in literary fiction, and our next review is Mercy Street by Tess Evans, read by Michael Vaitch. It's an earphones winner, too. Michael Vaitch's thoughtful delivery enhances this sublime story set in 1970s Australia. 75-year-old George Johnson is having difficulty coping with his beloved wife's death. When he's attacked by muggers, streetwise 19-year-old Angie comes to his rescue. Vaitch inhabits both curmudgeonly Johnson and tough Angie. Johnson's interfering yet helpful sister Cheryl is also impeccably rendered. Days after the attack, Angie reappears with her 4-year-old daughter, Rory, insisting that Johnson babysit. Listeners will be moved to hear Johnson's life change when Angie and Rory move in. Flashbacks to Johnson's earlier life and his relationships with his Asian neighbors and burly Redgum are realistic. It's heartbreaking to accompany Johnson when he temporarily kidnaps Rory. Happily, the epilogue is heartfelt and appropriate. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Mercy Street by Tess Evans. It's an earphones winner read by Michael Vaitch, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Lost Prayers of Ricky Graves. It's written by James Han Mattson, and it's read by multiple narrators, and it's an earphones winner. Multiple narrators reveal the lives of ordinary people who are caught up in the aftermath of tragic circumstances. The story is told through alternating first-person accounts, email exchanges, and chat room transcripts. When high school student Ricky Graves, who is thoughtfully portrayed, shoots a classmate and himself after a prank, the shock reverberates throughout his New Hampshire town. Despite Ricky's eagerness for affirmation online, he struggles to make meaningful connections. Listeners catch additional glimpses of him as family and acquaintances reflect on their lives and relationships with him and each other. The narrators provide candid performances of key characters, including Ricky's older sister Alyssa, online chat room confidant Jeremy, and classmate and former bully Mark. As narrators, they're especially skilled at drawing out the nuances of social media and real-life communication. By turns heartbreaking and hopeful, this stirring and thought-provoking production provides no easy answers. Julie R. Thompson wrote that review of The Lost Prayers of Ricky Graves. It's written by James Han Mattson, and it's read by multiple narrators, and it's an earphones winner from Brilliance Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is An Irish Country Practice, Irish Country, Book 12 by Patrick Taylor. It's an earphones winner read by John Keating. Narrator John Keating takes on the 12th story about Doctors O'Reilly and Laverty, who have their hands full with professional and personal quandaries in the rustic Irish village of Ballybucklebow during the late 1960s. O'Reilly is training a new doctor while keeping up the unpredictable needs of his patients. Keating is masterful in his interpretations of the extensive cast of Irish characters. Both first-time listeners and fans of the series can easily recognize each person by changes in tone, pace, and unique traits. Keating smoothly transitions from detailed medical procedures to laughable vignettes. One can easily visualize the verdant green hills and fresh air, making a visit with Keating on his driver's seat a jovial trip back in time. Shelley Holly wrote that review of An Irish Country Practice, Irish Country, Book 12 by Patrick Taylor. It's an earphones winner, read by John Keating, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 13.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The First Day by Phil Harrison. It's read by Gerard Doyle, and it's an earphones winner. Gerard Doyle dons his finest Belfast accent in narrating this intense and tangled story of an affair between a married evangelical pastor and his independent-minded lover, a graduate student. When she bears him a son, their two families' destinies are forever altered. The prose is poetic and wise, and Doyle's clear and easy delivery ensures that every phrase, every paragraph, every biblical quote has the sound and weight of an epiphany. As the story unfolds, the lives of the two half-brothers collide 35 years later. Debut author Phil Harrison's novel is of exceptional power and grace, is read by an exceptional voice. Brian Price wrote that review of The First Day by Phil Harrison, read by Gerard Doyle. It's an earphones winner from Blackstone Audio for 6.5 hours, unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll tune in next time when we have reviews in mystery and suspense, including an earphones winning reading by Anne Marie Lee of A.J. Finn's The Woman in the Window. We'll also hear a question and answer session with author Alan Bradley and narrator Jane Entwistle talking about Bradley's popular Flavia Deluce series. We also have a review of the latest in that series, Book 9, The Grave's a Fine and Private Place. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.